The trial of a man named Abdul Rahman poses an important question about Afghanistan. In the post-Taliban era, how tolerant is the country when it comes to religion? Mr. Rahman is charged with a capital offense. He's charged with being an apostate. That's because when he lived in Europe, he abandoned Islam, converted to Christianity, and now that he's back home, he refuses to renounce his Christian faith. Kim Barker of the Chicago Tribune has written about this case and joins us from the Afghan capital, Kabul. And Kim Barker, what's the status of the case of Abdul Rahman?
Right now, we're sort of in a holding pattern. It is a New Year holiday in Afghanistan, so nothing formal is taking place. What is happening is the prosecutors are coming forward and saying, maybe he's mentally ill. And it seems like they might use that as an excuse not to pursue the death penalty against Mr. Rahman.
Is there any indication that Mr. Rahman is in any way unstable?
I've not been able to meet with Mr. Rahman. I can tell you that I talked to his father and his uncle, and both of them complained that he had behaved erratically in the past, that he acted mentally ill and had beat them on occasion. So it's not crystal clear one way or the other if they're telling the truth or not, because converting from Islam to any other religion in this country and in much of the Islamic world, it brings shame upon a family.
Yeah, so if I understand this correctly, the law that Mr. Rahman is charged with breaking, it's not against being a Christian so much as leaving Islam to become a Christian.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And everybody here is very clear about that. They have no problem with people of other faiths. It's the idea of leaving Islam for another religion that is the real problem here. And you talk to normal Afghans on the street, people who you feel, oh, this is a very modern Afghan. This is a man who shakes my hand as a woman. And down the line, you'll find that most people feel like under Sharia law, under Islamic law, he deserves to die.
Now, in court, when he first appeared, Mr. Rahman actually, I guess, was given the opportunity to describe himself, and he was very clear about his Christian beliefs. Yes?
Yes, he really was, and he spoke very strongly and firmly, saying that he was a Christian. In fact, he's the person who originally confessed to the police and told them, write this on my folder. I'm a Christian. I converted from Islam to Christianity.
When actually he was being reported for other problems altogether, not his religion.
Yeah, exactly. It was more of a domestic dispute situation between him and his family members.
Well, given that the U.S. embassy there and the embassies of European countries that have troops in Afghanistan have expressed their real concern about this case, and given your description of what even liberal Afghans in Kabul think about it, can President Hamid Karzai conceivably appear as the champion of Mr. Rahman's rights to convert without really running afoul of Afghan opinion?
And that's essential. It's a really crucial time right now in Afghanistan. The new parliament is just getting underway. Just today, Karzai has sent over his names for his new cabinet and for the Supreme Court. This case is really the last thing he needs. He doesn't need to appear to be liberal. He doesn't need to appear to be pro-Western right now. He needs to appear to be like an Afghan. And this case goes to the heart of the whole idea of traditional conservative Islam that has been practiced in Afghanistan versus Westerners coming in here. And it also goes to a real problem in the Constitution, which protects the freedom of religion and at the same time says that Sharia law is the law of the land, basically.
Kim Barker, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's reporter Kim Barker of the Chicago Tribune talking with us about the trial of Abdul Rahman in Afghanistan, a man who is accused of converting from Islam to Christianity.